Welcome to day 138. We are up to Perek Gimel, the third Perek of Masechet Shavuos. We start with Mishnah Aleph today. And the only thing we need to know by way of introduction is that fertilizing one's field during Shemitah is an Isser Dirabanan. It is rabbinically prohibited. And that's because it is a toldah, it is an outgrowth of plowing, of Harisha. Just like plowing gets one's field ready for planting, so too does fertilizing one's field, and therefore we do not fertilize our fields during Shemitah. Not only that, but Chazal say we also don't bring out fertilizer to store in our fields during Shemitah. That was the common practice because fertilizer was often made of manure. It did not smell all that pleasant, and therefore farmers would want to get it out of any indoor places as soon as possible, so they would try to get it out of their barns and store it in their fields whenever they could. So Chazal said you can't even do that during Shemitah because it looks like you're bringing out your fertilizer to fertilize your field, and that is problematic. But our Mishnah is going to say that maybe that's not true for the entirety of the seventh year. Maybe there's a point during the Shemitah year that you are allowed to bring out the fertilizer to store in your field. Says Mishnah Aleph, Me'emasai motzien zvalim la'ashpatos. At what point, or from when, are you allowed to start bringing out this fertilizer in piles, meaning to store in your field during the Shemitah year? Says the Tana Kama, says the first opinion, Misha yifseku ovde avoda. As soon as those who are doing work in the fields stop doing that work. Those who are doing the work in the fields, they shouldn't be doing the work. They are doing that be'avera, in sin, because it's the Shemitah year. But there are some people who were working the fields. So as soon as those people stopped doing work, meaning to say that as soon as the work for that season was finished, then you're allowed to start bringing out the fertilizer and store it in the field, because then it's very clear you're not doing it for the purpose of fertilizing their field, because no one's fertilizing their field at that point. The season for that is gone. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishe Yivash HaMasok. Masok meaning matok, when the sweetener, the sweetener is referring to the fertilizer itself, it would sweeten the ground, so to say, to get ready for planting. So as soon as the fertilizer would become dried out, because at that point, it doesn't matter, by the way, even if it's during the season when people are still working their field, if the fertilizer that you're using is dried out, it's very clear that you're not using it to fertilize your field, because you can't fertilize your field with dried out fertilizer. And therefore, they would generally bring it out to the field, they would store it there, and the hope would be that eventually, with enough rain, it would start to reach, take its form, it would become effective fertilizer again, and then you'd use it in the eighth year. So as soon as it's dried out, it's clear that you're not using it as fertilizer and you're allowed to bring it out to your field. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Misha Yikshor, it's when it starts to harden, when it starts to get a little bit knotty, that is the stage right before it dries out, because at that point people aren't really using it for manure either, because it's clearly on its way out. It's about to become totally dried out. So the difference between the last two opinions is only a short amount of time. So again, we have three opinions. Rabbi Meir said that it's the moment that people stop working the fields. Rabbi Yehuda says it's as long as the manure is dried out. And Ryosi says it's even a stage before that, it's when it starts to become hard. Now, we're about to start Mishnah Beis, and that's a continuation of Mishnah Aleph. We just learned that there are times in which you are allowed to bring out the manure to your field, but, or the fertilizer, I should say. But even when you're allowed to, there are still ways in which you have to do it, because it was still the case that even after people stopped working their field, it was still somewhat of a common practice that sometimes farmers would still bring out, even after the season, would still bring out some manure, would leave it in the field, and with the hope of it eventually would seep into the field and still benefit the field. So even when you're allowed to bring it out, you'd still have to bring it out in a certain way to ensure that it still didn't look like you were fertilizing your field. So says Mishnah Beis, Ad Kamah V'Zablin, how much are you allowed to store in your field? Says the Mishnah, Ad Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatos L'Veisa, you would be able to bring create up to three big piles to a besa. A besa is a field of 50 by 50 square amos. We've seen this. So it's a 50 by 50 amos, which is 2,500 square amos. So again, up to three big piles, and each pile shall eser mashpelos. Each one would have 10 baskets, shall lesech, and each one had one lesech of fertilizer, and a lesech is about a 15 sa. It's about the amount that a donkey could carry on its back, as the Bartimura points out. So each pile was a big pile. It had 10 of these big bags of about 150 sa. Each pile would be would be tall, would be high up. It's clearly you're doing it for the purpose of storing it. So even if you would bring out one bag, and it might look like you're leaving it to the ground so that it would eventually seep into the ground, if you have a big pile of them, then it's clearly you're doing it for the purpose of just storing the field and not actually using it to fertilize the field. Continues the Mishnah, Mosif and Alamashpelos, you're allowed to add more baskets within each pile. So you don't just have to have 10, you could add 15, 20, as many baskets as you want, because again, once it's clear that you're not using it for fertilizer, you can just pile it up as long as you want. But the ein mosiv in al hashbatos, but you can't add more piles. It's up to three piles. Why? Because if you start adding more, it starts to look like you're trying to cover the face of the field, and then that's what you would normally do. If you were fertilizing your field, you wouldn't only fertilize one small part, you'd fertilize the entirety of it. So if you start adding more piles, it would start to look like maybe you're really fertilizing the whole field. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, af al hashbatos, no, you can even add more piles. Why? Because each pile is so tall, each one has so many baskets in it, so each one was so tall anyway that it doesn't look like you're fertilizing your field. So you could fill up your whole field. You can add as many piles as you want to the field, even if it's covering the entire surface. And if it was just one bag or one small amount throughout the covering the surface, it would look like you're fertilizing your field. But because each one has at least 10 of these baskets, it looks like it's very clearly you're just doing it for storage purposes, and that's okay. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The Bartonura points out we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, but that is Mishnah Beis. And Mir Hashem will continue with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.